Hi, this is Laurie Handlers, and we're back with Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm your host, and I love doing this show, and I'm here on bbsradio.com. You know, I don't know about you, but, sometimes I wonder, in my fantasy life, I wonder, what it would be like to be a fly on the world, what it would be like to be a fly on the wall, like to be able to have entree into and watch and be part of every kind of thing that's out there these days in terms of sexuality. Like what it's like to see people who practice tantra in all different ways, what it's like to experience a one-hour orgasm and be able to be present to that. What it's like to be in a class with female ejaculation. What it's like to see people getting paddled or tied up in bondage. What it's like to have play parties where people have different scenes. All of this and more. And I wonder if you feel the same way as me. If you're somebody who wonders about these things. Maybe it's not something that you would do, any of these things. But you just for once would like to be a fly on the wall, being able to be a part of, an organizer of, and maybe not even a participant, but just someone who gets to be walking through their world with all these different scenarios and erotic things going on. And if you're that kind of person, you're going to love my guest today. My guest today, his name is Stephen Otero. He is a great friend of mine. He lives in New York City, and he is the host of Mondo Eros radio show, which is on this station, bbsradio.com. And he is the person responsible for booking workshops and booking things that transpire at a place in New York called Sexy Spirits. And you can go online to www.sexyspirits.com if you want to find out more about what goes on there. But today you're going to find out about what goes on there because my guest is Stephen, and he's the person pretty much responsible for putting all of these things together and being able to just, watch all of his fantasies come true. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
How is that? How is that for an introduction?
That's great. That's absolutely fantastic. And it's very true. It's very true.
Yeah, you're somebody who you work very closely with Anton.
Yes.
And Anton is the founder of Sexy Spirits. And if anyone's interested, Anton's been a guest on my show before, so you can certainly go to tantracafe.com and listen to my interview with Anton. But right now we have like the manager. We have the person who takes the direction from Anton and says, okay, I'm booking these people, I'm putting it together, I'm coordinating it. And so Steve gets to be in the center of all this hubbub of pretty much human sexuality. So we're going to hear about that. So Steve, I want to say, what were you like as a kid growing up?
I was quite the opposite. I was very much very introverted, very much in my own world. But I did a lot of reading at a fairly young age. I was very aware of Tantra, sex magic, the occult. I was very tall for my age, and my voice was kind of prematurely deep. So I could always sneak into, like the library, I would sneak into the adult section where the grown-ups were and get to all these books. And when I was left alone in department stores, I'd go to the book section there. And actually, of course, I'd go into the cult section, which is where you would find stuff like Tantra. And I always had a sort of an intuitive knowledge of it, that there was something more to sex, to relationships, than what's normally present. So that's always sort of been like an interest of mine, a focus on mine. And then flash forward to 2003, 2004, I meet Anton. And, that was, that was very interesting for someone who, you know, had only seen about these things and read about these things, and now all of a sudden I'm in present in these things, about these different workshops. I can get to different, get to go to different parties and see these different events happen. I've been to swing parties with Anton. Like you said, almost everything that's that you can imagine.
And even probably a few things that you can't imagine.
I can probably tell you a pretty funny story if you want me to.
Yeah, we want. I want you to tell a funny story.
Go ahead. Like you said, if you imagine being paddled or something like that. Well, one night we did a demonstration of expanded orgasm at Paddles, which is the BDSM club in mid-Manhattan, lower Manhattan, actually. And the specialty of that night was expanded orgasm with fisting.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
And Anton is giving the lecture and doing the demonstration and at the same time fisting his model, who is a submissive. And, you know, he's doing a lecture, but the people in the back of the house go, "We can't hear you." So Victor, who's the manager of Paddles, comes up to me with a microphone and goes, "Okay, go up there." So I have to go up on the stage with them, hold the microphone, right above this woman while she's being fisted by Anton. And I'm going to myself, don't shake my arm, you know. While this is all going on.
Wow. So how did it turn out?
It was quite amazing. It was quite an incredible performance. And
what did you learn?
I learned you know, it takes a lot of patience. And just being present. All of it is about being present and having presence and intention. And it's very, very, and it's all, you know, that's all a part of Tantra, is being present, having presence, being clear with your intent. You know, it's just watching, you know, Anton, and under any of the circumstances I've seen him, I would call it grace under pressure. But it's, you know, it's like watching a cat. He walks like a cat. And he got that all from all the ballroom dancing he did for many years where he was a world champion.
Right.
So it's just watching all that and just sort of absorbing that. You know, I'm a few years ago, I was just a regular guy. I still am pretty much, you know, I did not have entree to this world. I did not know all these people. And, you know, years ago, there used to be a show here on cable called Naked New York.
Yeah.
And I would watch this show. It was on weeknights. And, you know, they had all these people on there like Jamie Waxman and Rachel Kramer Bussell and Speliotis. And now these are all people who I know.
Right.
So for me, it was like somebody who, you know, had his face against the window in a restaurant. Now I'm all of a sudden I'm in the lounge area.
Yeah, you are. Well, you're amazing. I mean, I remember the week that you went to Paddles. I was in Manhattan that week and I remember you saying to me, blah, 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 we went to Paddles and all this happened. And I said, what? You said, yeah, there's this club. People go there and they get like paddled. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, and over time, Steve, you know, over time, over your employment history, you know, you've gone through lots of changes and you've just accepted us, you know, you're so undramatic about all of it. You just go, oh yeah, you know, Anton told me, you know, to go to this or to cover that and I did and, you know, boom. So you're very nonchalant about all of it.
Yeah, that's sort of like I don't want to say it's like a face I put on, but
Why not?
It's something I enjoy doing, you know, sometimes telling people these stories just to see what it happens like to get a rise. Oh, yeah, like I went, like we had this one time we had, oh, here's another good story. We had a female ejaculation workshop a few years ago led by Saida.
Yeah.
At Sexy Spirits. And the whole lecture room.
Yeah.
Became this like temple that we transformed.
Right.
And you know, everybody in there was coupled. You had boy-girl couple and you had a couple of girl-girl couples.
Right.
And normally it's all couples in the room. So Saida says, oh, I want you to be in the room. And I'm going to be the lone single male in this room. And I said, what am I going to be, the towel boy or something? Or the water boy? And she says, no, I just want you to stand in the center of the room and hold space. I said, so that's all I have to do is stand in the center of the room. Yeah, just stand in the center room. I said, okay, I can do that. Well, okay, the sitar music starts playing, the incense is burning. On my right, we have male-female couples, women coming, ejaculating, squirting. On my left, there's girl-girl couples, which is like, you know, that's the single man's proverbial dream, right, to be a warrior.
Right.
And here I am, the sitar music is playing, the incense is burning, and I'm flashing back to a lifetime I've had in ancient Egypt, where I was in the temples, and the voice is telling me, and this is familiar to you, because yes, you have lived like this before in the temples. And this is why you recognize this and you honor it, because this is part of your soul. I said, oh, that's cool, you know, and all this is going on while all these screams of ecstasy are going on. I'm flashing back to a past life that supposedly I had in Egypt in the temples. And so that's another funny story I like to tell people. Yeah,
yeah,
I was a lone single male at a female ejaculation workshop.
It's great, Steve. It's really, really great. Well, we're going to take a break for a moment. I just thank you, really, for being so candid. And we'll come back. We'll see what else we can learn from you, what else, how we can live voyeuristically through you. We'll just see when we come back from this break. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Hamlers, your host, and my guest today is Stephen Otero, who is the workshop booker of Sexy Spirits in New York and the host of Mondo Eros radio show on bbsradio.com. Please stand by. We'll be right back. Where will you be in October, on October 24th, 2009? I'm inviting you to join me at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival for the U.S. premiere of Tantric Tourists, an award-winning comedy about 10 people who accompany me, Laurie Hamlers, on a tour of India. This is a road trip movie that makes a difference. It's got depth, it's got soul, and it will certainly take you places you've never been before. So please join me for this amazing event coming up soon. That's October 24th, 2009, Tantric Tourists at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. I want to also let you know that the film has won awards in every festival that it's been in so far, in Europe and even in Mexico, and this is its first showing in the United States. So for more information, go to www.tantrictourists.com. You can see a trailer of the film there, and you can find out more information like playing times in the film festival by going to fortlauderdalefilmfestival.com.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex, feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex. Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Laurie Hamler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. and it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Okay, we're back, and I'm here today with my guest, Stephen Otero, and we're talking about what it is to be kind of a fly on the wall in every kind of thing that could happen sexy in the world, in sexy spirits. So, Steve, you know, let's talk a little bit about, so you got interested in Tantra much earlier in your life when you kind of were reading about it. I don't think you ever imagined. I mean, it's probably like your wildest dream that this came true.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you, your life has changed in a lot.
Quite dramatically.
Incredible ways. So tell us a little bit about that. Like, really, you were quiet and shy before. You were more developed when you were a kid. You kind of sounded older and stuff. But really, what was your life like before?
Well, like I said, it was pretty much just an average guy. You know, I worked at various jobs. I worked in the retail sales industry. I worked in the hotel industry. I had a break for a while where I did a lot of very deep meditation. I had a lot of mystical experiences.
Right.
And then, you know, and a lot of them involved Tantra, some form of visions and things like of that nature. But then, you know, around in the early part of this decade, I really burned out on that, and I really wanted to get back to New York, to get back into sort of like the swing of things. And in early 2001, I started going to a Tantra group that had classes right by where the World Trade Center was.
Did you go to Tribe Studio?
Yes.
That's the first place I ever taught Tantra or even met any people to Tantra in New York.
That's where I went. That's where I first saw Mark and Patricia, Mark Michaels and Patricia
Johnson. Right.
Who were two very good friends of mine, and that's the first time I actually saw them there.
Wow.
And I said, wow, this is amazing that this is happening, you know, here in New York, that there's these Tantra classes, and, you know, through various, after time, eventually in January 2003, I returned here to back to Queens, New York, which is where I was born, grew up, and I started going back into the city and exploring, you know, about these Tantric classes. And I met Katya Solkinder, who is a psychotherapist and also a Tantric teacher. And for a while, I helped her, similar in the ways that I helped Anton, which is, you know, working the door, doing the setups, setting up the room. And one night she took me up to Sexy Spirits to meet Anton. And we went to one of the lectures there. And I think it was Deborah Annapol who was giving a lecture on polyamory. And the place was absolutely packed. You couldn't move that night. And I thought, wow, this is really fantastic. And I really kept going back week after week to different lectures, and I really felt like, you know, I want to be here. I want to be a part of this. So I started to send Anton email. I would send him an article based on that week's previous lecture, and he would always read it. And next time he would see me, he says, this is great. You know, this is great stuff. You know, this is better than the lecture. Where did you find this? And I said, that's what I do. I find things. And he said, I might have some work for you. I might have a job for you. And he knew that I was looking for work at the time. And it started out, you know, I started working the door for him, taking the money, you know, setting things up, you know, strictly on a volunteer basis. And this kept on going that I was, and then I started to meet Anton outside of Sexy Spirits at other different events. And then one night we met at, there was a book called Transcendental Sex. And it was a lecture by the author. I think it was Jenny Wei who wrote Transcendental Sex. And Anton was really blown away by it. And we were there. I met him there. And he said, you know, I got to thank the person. I got to thank whoever told me to come here tonight. And I looked at him and said, that was me. And he gave me that smile like he always does. He says, all right, you're hired. Come to the office tomorrow. We'll start you. That's it. You're hired.
Wow. And what year was that? What year was that?
That was 2004. And I said, you know, Anton, I got to tell you, before I came back to the city, I went to see a psychic and I asked her, you know, what was going to happen to me. And she told me, you're going to meet a dark-haired man in his mid-50s who has a store on 55th Street and he's going to hire you.
Wow. That's wild. That's amazing.
And Anton was at that time, he was 55, and he had Sexy Spirits is on 55th Street.
Wow. Wow.
So, well, like I said, and he was really blown away by it. He said, wow, that's me.
Wow. Well, what would you say is the biggest, you know, of all the experiences you've now had, because it's not very long. 2004, yeah. We're in 2009 now, so in the past 5 years, your life has made a completely different turn. I mean, it really has.
Yes.
I mean, you're not a tantra teacher.
No.
You're not like a spiritual leader in any of this stuff. You're more of a, you're a putter together. You're a procurer.
Right.
And you're like a matchmaker. You're somebody who, you know, says you should meet her and you should meet him and you two should talk. And then you put all the things together. You make contact. You're like the scout also. You do.
Right. I'm like the concierge.
Right.
I find the support staff.
You know, you should write a book, The Tantra Concierge.
Yeah.
that's your book, Steve. Anyway, so for 5 years, you've been at the effect of the concierge work that you're doing. And what would you say, you know, first of all, to anybody who wanted to get into Tantra, wanted to come and hear, you know, come to something, what would be the best way for a new person to find out about Tantra in your opinion? Because I'm asking your opinion because you know all of us. You know every one of us who teaches. You know every one of us who does workshops. So if somebody was new to the field, what would you tell them to do? You know, what would you tell them to watch out for? Mm-hmm. What would you tell them to do?
Well, I would tell them first to do their homework. First do some searching on the Internet. Look up articles that people have written. Look at YouTube videos because there's a lot of videos on YouTube. Like, for example, Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson have several of their videos up on YouTube. I would certainly spend some time in the bookstore looking at books. I would look at, you know, different and get a flavor of who resonates to you.
Right.
And also kind of have an idea. What is it that you want from this? What do you want from Tantra? I mean, do you just want like souped up nookie or do you really want, or do you want to really, you know, go, really deep into it? Do you really want a more classical, presentation of it? If someone is really looking for like a classical presentation, I would say that Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson are the closest that we have in the city to a very classical interpretation of what Tantra is.
Great.
For someone who wants a really, I would say an urban experience of it, Barbara Corrales, you know, you cannot go wrong with her. She is just absolutely fantastic.
And she's been on my show also, so people can
yes.
they can reference my, they can reference your recommendation with, her show on Tantra Cafe.
And I also probably, what they should do is they should search you out whenever you're in the city, you know, where you are. You know, check
yeah,
out
well, that's good. I mean, that too. But I, you know, I'm just from your experience because I don't, you know, I'm asking you because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm teaching my own gig and doing my own hustle, you know,
right.
and that's a full-time job. And now I do the show, you know,
right.
and in the sense of interviewing you, like you could help people screen, you know, another thing that you might do is help people find their way to what it
right.
is that they want to find in Tantra because you've seen it all. You really have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's I should probably set that up as a business.
yeah, I think it would be good, a Tantra referral service. What would you say what's the greatest effect that all of this has had on your life?
I would say that it has gotten me more into my body. And it's shown me the importance of this. We had a week about, 3 years ago where Baba Dez was here and he was leading workshops and he was looking at me one day and he says, you know, you're up here. And he puts his hand above my head. He says, you know, you're up here. You're not in your body. I said, I know. He says, well, it's good that you know that. He says, but you should really be in your body. I said, I know. I'm trying. I'm trying. And, you know, I'm someone who is a very mental person by nature. I'm, you know, I'm the proverbial researcher. So I'm looking for things to get me into my body, to be in the body, and to kind of heal that kind of wound, if you want to call it. And certainly Tantra, doing the breathing, Tantra massage. I'll tell you another funny story which happened to me at Paddles. Shakti Sherald one night was doing a presentation on tantric spanking and she needed a volunteer. So I went up there, went on stage and I got spanked. I got a tantric spanking and man, I was sure in my body that night.
Wow. Now what
really,
when you say you got a
really
what's the difference between a spanking and a tantra spanking? Because it's cracking me up. What's a tantra spanking?
The difference is the breathing, the intention, and the fact that she grounds you afterwards. She doesn't just leave you there hanging. She makes sure that you're grounded, that so that you don't. And which is also what Anton does when he does the expanded orgasm and tantric massage. He always makes sure that his model is grounded afterwards so that they're not just flying around somewhere in the ozone. Because like you said, you know, it could be dangerous. You could be walking outside. You could be so high and you get hit by a car, you know, because you don't know, you're not grounded. So.
Right.
That's
right.
Very, very important to be grounded afterwards. And it's something for me, you know, is something that I work on a lot is just being grounded, being here in the body because I have a tendency to go, you know, flying off somewhere, and the various, concerns that I have. So being grounded, being present, a bit more, something you saw me do one time when you were there, I picked up a sword that Anton had and I started twirling it and making cuts with it because years ago I was a competitive fencer. And I actually was teaching theatrical fencing for a while. And you said it made such a complete difference in my persona.
Yes.
That you had never seen me assertive. You had never seen me like that in that kind
of like, I never saw you that way before.
Yeah, and I sort of put that aside and I'm working on regaining that. I'm being a bit more forthcoming, a bit more present, a bit more in the body. Cause it's very easy for me, you know, just to be the assistant and work the door and count the money and do all that stuff. You know, it's another thing to actually be in the room and be present when all this is going on. And a lot of times that happens strictly because, you know, I want to make sure that people who come to the workshops, you know, that they get their money's worth. So, if it's a question of, you know, them having full participation and me being in the room participating in as well, and if I'm going to be there and that's going to be, you know, one less for them, then I'll step aside. Because I want people to get their money's worth. I want them to get the instruction that they came for and that they paid for. So, you know, I'll step aside and
well, there's no question that you care about people. There's no question that you care about people and that you're, that all of this has led you to be in contact with more people than you probably ever dreamed of.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a tremendous boost to me. Like I said, I never, you know, these are people who I all knew, from, you know, reading their articles on the internet or seeing them on Naked New York or seeing them on Real Personal. And to me, they were kind of like movie stars in a way, I was just just a regular guy. Now these are people who come to me and ask me, you know, hey Steve, do you know about this? I said, yeah, sure. What do you need? You know.
Yeah, see, that's what I love. It's like you've created a whole new life out of your association with Anton and with Sexy Spirits. And it's like the ease with which you speak about it, it's almost like you had nothing to do with it. But you really did. Like you had the penchant for this before it happened. It's like your mind was creating it and you drew it to you. You're a perfect example of, you know, the secret and all those things, the laws of attraction. Like, you really created all of this to happen for yourself, and it's really quite a divine life. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's something that you know, it took a lot of intention, and especially for me, it took a lot of patience. It took a lot of waiting, of just biding my time. This is what I want. And it's gonna happen, and if I have to take my time, I'll take my time. Another funny story is, Barbara Nicky, the famous, photographer, you know, she's often a guest at our workshops, and someone asked her a question, and she saw me, and she says, "Ask Steve, he knows more about my career than I can remember."
That's really great. It's really, really great. So,
another funny story is, a lot of times when Anton is teaching, when he teaches classes in Taoism, and he says, you know, it's important to raise your sexual energy. We raise your sexual energy. We store it in various parts of the body. You can store it in the kidneys. You can store it in the lungs. He goes, but the one place we never store it is in the brain. And Steve here. And he'll always bring me on at that point about how I did not intentionally store my sexual energy in my brain. It just wound up there, and I didn't know how to move it. He says, but somehow Steve burned out a part of his brain. Now he's this great researcher savant.
Right, you are. You really, really are. Now, you're the first person, I told you this, you know, a while ago, you're the first person that I ever ran into. And, I mean, I knew I was running into you. I had never met you.
Yes.
We had made plans on the phone. I lived in Washington, D.C. at the time. And we made plans on the phone for me to do a workshop at Sexy Spirits. And, wow, I arrived in New York. I hadn't, you know, taught in New York in some time at the point at which this happened. And you greeted me. Like, you gave me the best goddess greeting that I ever had. It's like you rolled out the red carpet for me. Now, you must get feedback like this. Don't other people tell you that that's who you are for them?
Yes, I have been getting that, and it's very kind, and it's much appreciated. And it's something that I need, you know. It's like it's almost there are times when I think, is this really happening to me, you know, and I need to believe it. And I do. It's you know, it's coming out of false modesty.
Well, and, good. And really, I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, it's coming out of that because, you know, and acknowledging, you know, I did this. This is my baby. It's the result. And Anton has been very, very kind. He's been very generous. He always says, you know, Steve is my right hand. I can't do this without Steve. I don't know what I would do if Steve ever left.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely, you know, true. And it's absolutely, I appreciate everything that he has done for me. And, you know, that's why I'm very loyal to this man. And I will crawl through glass for him because, you know, he gave me a shot when nobody else would, nobody in their right mind would have, and so that's why I'm very loyal to him. And I, you know, I always stick with him.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you're a great team, the two of you. Really a great team.
Thank you.
So we're going to take another break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, your show, and I also want to talk to you. I'm trying to lead to it, but we're not going anywhere, so I have to now tell you that I want you to tell about the changes in your body. You have talked about being in your body rather than in your head, but you haven't actually described to us what happened. So we're going to leave on that note, and we'll be back in a moment. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. My guest today is Steve Otero from www.sexyspirits.com or Mondo Eros Radio Show on bbsradio.com. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Well, we're back, and again, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and it's my pleasure to have you with me. My guest today is Steve Otero, who is the manager of putting programs together for Sexy Spirits and in New York City, and he also is the talk show host of Mondo Eros program on this very same station, bbsradio.com.
Right, so Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday night, you said?
On Saturday nights, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West Coast.
And what if people want to get in touch with you, how should they get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest is steve@sexyspirits.com.
Okay, great. steve@sexyspirits.com.
Yes.
So, Steve, tell us, I got to pry this out of you. Like, tell us the biggest change that's happened to your body, because I know it, but I know what you look like, and I knew what you looked like before. So tell us what happened to you as a result of some of the programs that you booked at Sexy Spirits. Like, this is an amazing byproduct.
Well, a lot of the benefits of working there, of course, is the first hand working with Anton, who is he's certified by Master Mon Tak Chia. But Anton is also, you know, he's a health fanatic. He does this lemonade fast several times a year, and I made a decision to lose weight, not just for appearance sake, but also for health reasons. I would say, conservatively, I'm 30 pounds overweight, you know, that I should be, you know, who knows, probably even more. I don't even know what the proper weight I should be. And one of the things I started doing was, of course, cutting down on the portions of meals, but also, eating salad, which, you know, I had not really done that before. I was your tip. Well, I'll tell the truth. What was it? You know, my a lot of times when I would go out for meals, I'd go to McDonald's.
That's fine.
I go to there, or I go, to Burger King or something like that because, you know, it tasted good and it was cheap. Yeah, well, it's not so
cheap. And millions of other Americans. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I was doing that, you know, and I noticed that, you know, it was not good for me. And, you know, and finally both Anton and Rita said, you know, you gotta lose weight. And I said, yeah, I'm gonna do it this time. And so I really started, you know, because I work a lot from home. I work a lot over the internet. You know, I'm there when I'm needed, when I'm on demand. So, you know, the temptation there is a little bit more greater. But also, I did, you know, I made that the choice. And just right now, before I went on the air, I had some salad. I bought myself a nice bag of greens. Key Food has them on sale this week, 2 for $5. You know, it's all the stuff in there that I like. I just open up the bag. You know, if I can do something like that, if I could just open up a bag and pour the stuff out and add the dressing, I'll eat it. If I have to go and take all the items and cut them up myself, that's not so easy for me to do. If it's ready for me, I'll eat it, and I enjoy it, and that's going to be, you know, my dinner for tonight. Hopefully it'll be.
Well, maybe I'm totally out of it, but mm-hmm. I seem to remember you telling me that you were hosting a class by one of my other guests, named Isis Phoenix.
Yes.
You were hosting a class at Sexy Spirits called Naked Yoga.
Right, right. We actually did a Sexy Spirits television interview with Isis. We have a weekly cable show, which is on Tuesday nights, 10 p.m., Channel 57 in Manhattan. It's also simulcast on the internet, so you can watch it by going to MNN.org. And Isis was one of the guests that I interviewed, and we do play that show fairly regularly. So now people, you know, who come there, they'll see me and they'll say, hey, aren't you that guy who was with the Naked Yoga? I said, well, I was just the interviewer, you know, I just interviewed her. That's not my class. She's the teacher. But I have gone in the past to the class, and I will go again, but no, she teaches on the same night that we have the Monday night lecture, so.
You did not lose the weight based on that class. I thought you lost something like 40 pounds. You know, maybe I made that up.
I think you have a very good imagination, and I appreciate that. A lot of times it's just, you know, a lot of times it's the way I hold myself. If I suck it in, if I hold it well,
no,
I can still make myself look thin. A lot of it is also posture. A lot of it is posture. A lot of it is disciplined. You know, if I suck it in, hold it in, I can still kind of get away with it somewhat. And also, I tend to dress in black a lot.
I know that as a result of doing this, all this work, I know that you lost weight. I know that you lost a lot of weight too. So I haven't seen you in a while. Maybe I am imagining it, but you went from being, in my mind, you went from being a kind of attractive, chubby guy to being this handsome, hunk kind of guy.
Well, thank you.
And maybe you didn't get it when I said it to you, but I know I said it to you, and I know other people have noticed it because people have said something to me about it. So, maybe you're just way too modest.
I think I'm way too modest, and I think I'm also somewhat in my head, and I don't tend to pick those things up. I don't tend to pick those kind of clues and those kind of hints up unless someone comes out right out and tells me. That's one of my little quirks. Who knows? I might even have a sense of Asperger's. I don't know. I don't know. The thing is, it's the first season of wisdom, you know, when you say I don't know.
Everybody's on the Asperger spectrum. If they think they're not, they better look again. Everybody's on the spectrum.
Yeah. And but I certainly appreciate it, and it certainly is, you know, it's inspiring me to do better, to try and be healthier. Because, you know, I turned 50 in June, so, you know, I'm not a kid anymore, and I can't do some of the things. You know, I can't eat the way I used to eat, you know, and I really don't want to. I want to get better, and develop a better eating style and be in a beast center. I was thinner at one time, you know, I was a competitive fencer.
Yeah, that's what you said. So,
I'd
like to see that, Steve, too. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your show a little bit. Like, we have a few minutes here and then we're going to wind down. So, what do you cover on your show? Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do your show and what's
okay.
on, you
well,
know, what's
basically, on. I have a blog up at Sexy Spirits called Mondo Eros.
Mm-hmm.
And I find different articles, things that I find interesting, and I put it up there. And the people from BBS Radio saw that, became aware of that, and I had also been a guest on Veronica Monet's show.
Right.
And on, I believe it was, well, it was broadcast New Year's Eve. It wasn't actually done then, but we pre-recorded it. But, you know, we did it. It was broadcast on New Year's Eve. And I was offered this show prior to that, and they said, we'd like you to do this show. And I said, well, is it going to cost me anything? And they said, no, we have it all set up. I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. You know, I'll be happy to do it. And my first guest was Anton. He was very gracious to go on the show. And, I have a fairly large archive right now. I've had Candida Royale on. I had Midori. Betty Dotson was one of my guests. She was absolutely fantastic. Such a funny program doing that with her. I said to her, you know, Betty, you know, we're on the adult channel, so you can say whatever you want, however you want. And she just started letting all the words come out. Because I can finally talk like an adult. So I'm always looking for people to put on the show. And then the focus is on sexuality, tantra. I've had swinger couples on. I try to cover, you know, the complete range of what's out there.
Right.
I believe we're going to have you on this week.
You are going to have me on. I'm excited about that.
So we're going to have like part two of this conversation.
Yeah, the tables are going to turn. Then you're going to remind me of something that I can't remember, and I'm going to have to say that I have Asperger's. We're going to have a riot. I can just see it.
Well, this is all funny because, you know, how this all came about was about 3 years ago, Anton challenged me to go on the air and, you know, do the show. He says, I think you could be a good host. So I did the very first show was with Rachel Kramer-Bussell, who's going to be a guest on Mondo Eros sometime in mid-September. And after we did the program, she said, that's the best damn interview someone ever did of me.
Wow, that's so great, Steve. Well, you know, you were training to do the videos. You were doing the video shoots for the TV show for a while, weren't you?
Well, actually, yeah, that was the very first one. And he challenged me. He said, I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to do the interviews. And then I started doing them one after the other. And he said, you know what? You're really good. He's like, no, I want you to do this. I don't want to do these interviews anymore. I just want to shoot them. I want you to be the host. I said, yeah, I'll do them. Sure, fine. You know, and so, it's a bit of a challenge going on camera for me because, you know, we have these track lights that we have to have on to light me. And I don't know, for some reason, lights tend to have an effect on me. And I get a little tired, but you know, I always manage to pull the interview off. And I remember one time we did the interview with Speliotis, Stephen Speliotis, the bondage photographer, and my lids were starting to close on me, and you can see a little bit on the tape, and he kicked me underneath the table to kind of startle me. Keep me awake from going completely under.
Hey, you know, I should interview him. That's a great idea. I think he's a great guy. I think it would be a fun interview.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, this is great, Steve. I really appreciate you. To me, you're the really positive result. It's like you're the positive result of Tantra in the world.
Yes.
You know, your life has totally altered and become something different from what it was. Your look is different from what it was. Your career is different from what it was. Your experience, the surroundings that you find yourself in, you know, surrounded by whoever the stars were, the books you were reading, all of it has served you so positively to have this amazing life.
Yes, I'm the poster boy for Tantra. So, if you want to know what Tantra can do for you, check me out.
It's really true, and you are so grounded in this fact that you know none of this stuff, you know, these spankings and these BDSM things, all the things that you witness, you're kind of not really part of them. You're only there if they need, you know, if they need somebody to demo on, whatever. You're the person who ultimately holds the integrity of the space.
Yes.
And I don't take that lightly. I think I think that's amazing. You're actually in a certain way unaffected by all of it.
It's quite amazing how it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. So if you just caught the last part of this interview and you'd like to know more, you can write to Steve at sexyspirits.com. You can hear him on the adult station here at bbsradio.com. You can write to me, of course, Laurie at butterflyworkshops.com if you want to ask me anything about my guests, or if you'd like to suggest guests to me. If anybody has someone they'd like me to interview, I'd love to. And you've been listening to Tantra Cafe, my interview with Stephen Otero. Stephen, anything, the last thing you want to say before we sign off?
I just want to thank you for having me here, and I look forward to interviewing you.
Yeah, I look forward to that also, and I look forward to seeing you again, which I think will probably be sometime in October. I'll be...
Be great.
Yeah, I'll be at the New Life Expo, and I'll be back in New York on and off for about 2 months.
Good. We miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. I miss being around. I just miss New York, and I love Phoenix, but I miss New York. So I miss you, and I'm thrilled to have had you on the show. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for being with me on my show this week.
Okay, great. Namaste, everybody, from Tantra Cafe.